Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now! On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 11 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It's Austin Price, Chris Bryan, and it is a wet afternoon, but we thank you so much for having us on. Today, just watch your braking distance. It will be a little off because of the weather situation, and if you saw that push I launched a few hours back for the app, telling you about the weather situation. Yeah, we're checking. We did check in with Alan Strum over at our news partner, Channel 3. It looks as like the weather's going to, the front's right now just passing through the Mobile area, just east of the Mobile area, and it's moving eastward towards Pensacola. So by 9 o'clock, I would say we'd be in pretty good shape in terms of it clearing up and better conditions to have to deal with. And I just ready for the rain. And you were telling me, did you say we might have a chance of seeing some rain late Sunday night?
Yes, there are chances. Yeah. And they will give a full traffic and weather update in a few minutes. But on Sunday night, yeah, it says they range from anywhere to 40 to 70%. So they could increase late Sunday night bleeding into your early Monday morning.
Okay. Stocks ending down today, despite good news on the jobs market. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks selling off and bond yields climbing. Worries that good news about the job market may keep inflation and interest rates high. Hiring picking up unexpectedly in December as employers added a robust 256,000 new jobs. Unemployment, which was expected to hover around 4.2%, fell to 4.1%. The strong data could keep the Fed from delivering cuts to interest rates. Shares of Walgreens jumped over 27% after the drugstore chain delivered a better-than-expected first quarter. The Dow winner, Chevron, Home Depot, and Walmart, the Dow decliners, Travelers, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 697 points, the Nasdaq lower by 317, S&P 500 down 91. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, and one of our top stories here nationally, a judge sentencing President-elect Trump to unconditional discharge in his New York hush money case. That means he will go free without punishment, but his conviction still stands regarding those dozens of felony counts regarding those falsified business records.
Okay, I mentioned this to you a few minutes ago about the high school graduations rate here in the local area in Florida. Well, the Florida numbers rose to 89.7%. This was for 2023-2024, and most Escambia County high schools exceeded that improved number. The overall graduation rate for Escambia County Public Schools, 84.2%. That is up from 80.5% in 2022-2023 and 78.4% back in 21 through 22.
Yeah.
Now, see, you're smiling too. There you go.
Ear to ear.
I told you I was going to put a smile on your face today.
Yeah, you said. I mean, well, and it is. It's a feel good story to see that. Because I was telling you, the other day, Chris, you know, sometimes. Like some of these athletic programs, these collegiate programs, they'll post their GPA and it's like, okay, that's not as good as you think it is. And people in the comment section will sternly remind you of that. But yeah, it's good to hear that. It's good to hear something good academically here for a change.
It really is.
And in our neck of the woods, no less. Also, crews making progress as they battle the deadly Southern California wildfires. Officials say the Palisades fire is currently around 8% contained. So, hey, at least that's progress. It's one of six active wildfires in Southern California that have killed at least 10 people and destroyed thousands of structures.
Yeah, not only that, but Granada Hills just reported, when we were coming on the air here, a fire has broken out in Granada Hills. So we're watching the deadly wildfires continuing in SoCal. Dangerous winter weather is set to ramp up across the South, and Fox meteorologist Janice Dean is all over this for us.
Critical fire conditions continue today for Southern California. Winds will die down this weekend, but record dry weather with no rain in the forecast for the foreseeable future. There is the chance Santa Ana winds return next week, so people need to be on alert. The other huge story we're watching is a significant winter storm bringing heavy snow and ice over much of the south and southeast through Saturday. This could be crippling for some states not used to wintry weather. Please keep in touch with Fox Weather for all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty, thank you very much. Just about 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, very happy to report that it was a pretty uneventful first hour, 4 o'clock hour. So thank you for staying safe out there. And it looks like you're, for the most part, continuing to do so. Our congestion issues are the same as they have been. Palafox Street traveling northbound, passing Burgess Road. Still got some problems there. Got our usual afternoon traffic traveling westbound on I-10, passing the I-110 north ramp. And we do have some minor backups here and there in some of our other usual spots, including North Davis Highway near the intersection with Olive Road, though that is seemingly dissipating, and some issues here and there, maybe in the downtown Pensacola area. As for the weather, sitting at around 46 degrees officially, could feel a little bit cooler than that. Also, low of 37 tonight. That's pretty chilly, especially with the rainfall that is expected to linger, but it will dissipate by your Saturday. Saturday is looking pretty dry. High of 46, low of 34. Sunday creeps up a bit. High of 56, low of 45. And as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, Chris, Sunday night we got an increase in rain chances again, 40 up to 70%. That can bleed into your early Monday morning.
Yeah, I believe that's going to come in and blow out of here pretty fast, though, isn't it?
It looks like it will, yes.
Okay, let me just kind of tag on to this and add the element of beach activities, dangerous swimming, surfing conditions, and localized beach erosion occurring today into Saturday. High risk rip currents warnings continue through Saturday, while a high surf warning is in effect through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning for waves of 7 to 9 feet across local beaches. Best for you not to get into the water, I would say.
Yes, I would second that. We do have a texter dropping in letting us know that there is an overturned car on Woodbine Road. Unless I am missing something here, it doesn't appear to be causing... There is a wave of congestion. It's a short-lived one, but there is a wave of congestion if you are coming from Highway 90, so be on the lookout.
Where are you
for
talking about? What section of town this is?
This is Woodbine Road. Right as you get over the water, coming into Pace, when you take that left off of Highway 90, you start traveling that way. That is where the wave of congestion is going to hit you. As I said, it doesn't look like it reaches for too far, but we will nonetheless keep an eye on it.
Listen, if you're on the transition road from the 110 freeway over here to Davis Highway, slow down.
Yes.
I'm looking out this window here, and the roads are extremely, light rain still falling, and the roads are extremely hazardous tonight. So cool it. Just slow down. Look at it. You could look out the window there and see they're flying. It's like a raceway out there.
Cool your jets, people.
All right, and speaking of this, listen, minor injuries were reported in a crash involving a school bus loaded with Tate High School students and two other vehicles. This happened this morning in Cantonment. The crash happened on Highway 95A, just south of Jim Allen Elementary School, around 8:15. A passenger car apparently, I saw the pictures of this, not apparently, rear-ended, did rear-end the school bus. That car was rear-ended by another car, what we call a chain reaction here. At least two of the students on the bus were transported to an area hospital, along with one driver from the other vehicles involved there. So, again, slow it up out there. Roads are really bad. Hey, we're waiting and we're highly anticipating the NFL playoff matchup in Los Angeles. We were thinking it was going to be at Los Angeles SoFi Stadium.
Yes, when we were covering this game yesterday, that was the headline. They're trying to still stay in Los Angeles.
Not going to happen. New location has been announced.
Because of the Los Angeles wildfires, the NFL announced Thursday that, in the interest of public safety, Monday's Vikings-Rams wildcard game has been moved from SoFi Stadium in Englewood, California, to State Farm Stadium, the home of the Arizona Cardinals.
What sports represents is an opportunity for people to come together, provide a temporary sense of relief from some of the things that they're going through.
Los Angeles Rams head coach Sean McVay closed his team's locker room to the media after practice Thursday so players could return to their homes, where evacuation orders were in place. Other than a Super Bowl, this will be the first NFL playoff game since the 1945 championship, when the home team will play in a stadium where it didn't play any home games all season. Jared Max, Fox News.
How do you go about, say people have already purchased tickets and seat, they picked out their seats, they got reserve seats and all. How do you go about aligning that with a different stadium?
I don't like to think about it because it sounds difficult.
It is going to be difficult.
But you know what? I'm going to be an optimist here, Chris.
There you go.
A Rams-Vikings playoff game is the best football Glendale, Arizona seen in years in the NFL scene. So we can at least smile about that.
Okay, 519 News Radio 92.3. Listen, you know, I get really tired of talking about motorcycle accidents. We have far too many of them in this area.
Yes.
And I have another one. An unidentified 20-year-old motorcyclist was killed early this morning. The motorcycle was westbound on Commerce Park Circle. This is just west of Pipeline Road, about 12:20 this morning, when the driver of the bike failed to negotiate the curve and collided with the curb. And unfortunately, the motorcycle driver was pronounced deceased at the scene. Slow it up.
Yeah, I mean, especially motorcycles. As you said, there's been a rise in accidents that we've been covering on.
Too many.
And this weather, you know, sure, we're seeing some spurts of showers just every couple days here. But obviously, this is the panhandle. We get rain all the time. So you need to have kind of a more conservative mindset when it comes to how you're riding on the roads anyway. It's a shame that things like that could potentially be avoided. And he may have just misgaged, and that's very upsetting.
And at that time of morning, he might have been tired.
Yeah, you don't know.
12:20 in the morning, you know, things could happen. And right. It did.
5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a now former Central Florida deputy accused of crashing his patrol vehicle under some rather embarrassing circumstances. We got details on what said circumstances were and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As Christians, we make much of Jesus' efficacious death through crucifixion, and we make much of his resurrection from the grave, and we should. However, a major moment in the life of Christ that's often overlooked is his ascension. After all, Christ's ascension is his coronation, his exaltation, his enthronement. It signifies mission accomplished and job well done. At his ascension, Jesus is once again seated at the right hand of God the Father, and his enemies become his footstool. On the day that Jesus ascended, two promises were made. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and indeed he did, powerfully, in Acts chapter 2. Secondly, one of the angels promised that Jesus would return in the same way that he was received up into heaven. The ascension is important because it is a reminder that Jesus is coming again, and as Christians, we say with John the Revelator, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly."
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There is a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now, a little smooth criminal action from Michael.
Yes.
Chris Bryan, Austin Price.
Wet.
Friday afternoon, just take it easy and get home safely today. Roads are slippery, just be aware of that. Here's a story I'm really happy to talk about because I know when I was with the West Florida Defense Alliance a couple of years back, this was one of our initiatives, really pushing to help the military, families, spouses, things like this.
Right.
Affordable housing for military members and their families on the way after the city of Pensacola won a $608,000 state grant. The Florida Department of Commerce awarded the grant to acquire land located near NAS Pensacola. Mayor Reeves says the city has not yet identified a specific property for that project, but that is what we call progress. Good stuff there.
Absolutely. And since it's already past 5:25 a little bit, we'll go ahead and get you another quick check of the roads and weather. Our biggest problem right now, we do have confirmation of an accident on Woodbine Road. Texter dropped in earlier, mentioned an overturned car. This is just as you're coming from Highway 90, passing the Ace Hardware, congestion now backing you back up to Highway 90. So be on the lookout for that. Other major spot is the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Got heavy congestion on both roads there. As for the weather, we're currently sitting at 46 degrees, low of 37 tonight. Those chances of rain will dissipate throughout the evening. Saturday should be dry, high of 46, low of 34. Sunday, we see a bit of an uptick in the weather officially, at least, high of 56, low of 45. But late Sunday night, bleeding into your Monday morning, we do have chances of rain having a bit of a resurgence.
Okay, clock is ticking. Time's running out for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to appoint a replacement for Senator Marco Rubio, who has been nominated by President-elect Donald Trump to serve as Secretary of the State. Here's more.
No, I haven't, but it will come soon, and it's going to be somebody that's going to help President Trump deliver on the mandate he earned from the American people. It's going to be somebody that's going to be strong on immigration, and it's going to be somebody that represents the conservative principles that have made this country great.
And now you know, right?
Yes, and now you know. Hinted at this before the break, this is a compromising story, to put it politically. A now former Central Florida deputy accused of crashing his patrol vehicle while watching porn on his phone. The Lake County deputy resigned while he was under an internal affairs investigation.
Oh,
the sheriff's office says the law enforcement official had rear-ended a stopped car in Mount Plymouth back in November. The deputy initially claimed he had just ended a phone call with another deputy when his brakes locked up. Investigators later saw the deputy's body-worn camera and noticed he appeared distracted on his phone. The deputy eventually confessed to looking at inappropriate photos at the time of the incident. Okay, man. I don't endorse lying, but I'm going to anyway. I'm going to here. Why would you confess to the porn? If they didn't know that, like, that's just embarrassing. That's why we're talking about it right now. Why wouldn't you just say, yeah, I was looking at my phone? People do that all the time. Why'd you have to mention the inappropriate stuff?
Talking to the wrong person here.
Yeah. That dude's too much of a windbag. He's too loose-lipped.
I'll tell you what was funny. And I watch it. Did you see President-elect Trump and Obama sitting at the funeral for Jimmy Carter?
People lost their minds over that.
Oh, this was amazing. Both presidents, they shocked the world Thursday when appearing to enjoy each other's company at the state funeral for the late former president Jimmy Carter. Eben Brown has the story for us.
While current President Joe Biden and former President George W. Bush kept appearances somber and subdued at former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral at Washington National Cathedral, former President Barack Obama and returning President Donald Trump drew all the eyes as they apparently carried on a friendly and even funny conversation.
I didn't realize it, how friendly it looked. I saw it on your wonderful network just a little while ago before I came in, and I said, boy, they look like two people that like each other, and we probably do.
The president-elect speaking later in the day in Palm Beach, the two are more widely known for being bitter rivals who often speak harshly of one another. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Yeah, it's a shame. You know, and people can point the finger at each other political party-wise all they want, but it's a shame that just two people having a civil conversation where someone flashes a smile during a funeral. It's a shame that it's like, oh, that's such a big step diplomatically between these two.
Okay, I feel like it's my duty to remind you, it is officially Girl Scout cookie time.
Yeah!
9 flavors offered this year. So go out there. By the way, they're going to be selling them through April this year.
I'm John Saucier. The wildfires are destroying parts of Los Angeles with concerns about looting rise. The LA County District Attorney Nathan Hochman gave a warning to those thinking about becoming looters.
These people are thinking that they're going to get away with it because they've realized over the last couple of years that maybe their wrists will be slapped. They're in a different day and age. Yeah. We will hold them maximally accountable for their actions.
At least 20 arrests so far. Also an update on the Eaton wildfire. According to CAL FIRE, several thousand structures destroyed, thousands of people under evacuation orders. Supervisor Catherine Barger explaining why this fire is so difficult to contain.
This fire was unpredictable. You had the winds going every which way and going strong, so you could have embers traveling miles, which is what we saw. And so that's why we had this like a whack-a-mole.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The 2025 tax filing season will start on January 27th, marking the first day the IRS will accept and process individual tax returns. Most taxpayers must file federal returns and pay their taxes by April 15th this year to avoid any penalties and interest. Insurers exposed to the California homeowners market sold off sharply today as the devastation caused by the wildfires in Los Angeles continues to spread. Shares of Allstate and Chubb both lost 4% this morning, while AIG and Travelers dropped about 2% each. On Wall Street, stocks were significantly lower, with the Dow falling nearly 700 points, the S&P 500 off 91, and the Nasdaq tumbling by more than 315. Meanwhile, list prices for the top 25 prescription drugs covered by Medicare Part D have nearly doubled now, according to a new report from AARP. That's Your Money Now.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Before the season started, I would have never thought that the Washington Commanders would be playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs. But now that it's here, it's the game I'm most excited for this weekend. Baker Mayfield has been spectacular, and I also love watching Bucky Irving and Mike Evans. And on the other side, the Commanders are such a feel-good story led by rookie sensation Jaden Daniels. I think we get a close game on Sunday evening, and I'll take the Commanders not only plus the 3 points, but to also win the game outright. I'm Zach Gelb.
Well,
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up. It's golf.
I've got huge news for you. WWE Monday Night Raw is live every week on Netflix. Live drama, live heroes, live action, featuring some of the biggest names in WWE, such as John Cena, undisputed WWE champion The American Nightmare Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and Bianca Belair. There's never been a better time to step into the ring and stream WWE Raw. WWE Monday Night Raw is now on Netflix.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back, but baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
Well, I think my legacy has been perpetuated, whatever it might be, between the presidency and the Carter Center, by a commitment to peace instead of constant wars.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Right here on 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. I've got my dungeon shoes on this afternoon. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Kind of dealing with this nasty weather out there today. Thanks for having us on. We do appreciate you letting us in your car today, taking us home with you. It's always a fun ride, and we do appreciate that. This weather situation is absolutely crazy in terms of the snow in the fronts that are moving across the north part of the country, affecting flights. I'm not going to get into the full flight board with you, but I did have a couple of flights. It just popped up here. First and foremost, I should say, if you have any questions about the flight board out of PNS, text or go to the website of the air carrier to get the latest information. I got too many flights on here that are just absolutely consuming this board today. The one I just wanted to tell you about, another flight being delayed. It's coming up out of Washington Reagan. It's an American 5544. 10:10 is the touchdown time. Not tonight. More like 12:20 in the morning on that one. So, best rule of thumb, go ahead and just go to the website of the air carrier and get the latest information if you have to do a little bit of travel or if you're waiting for somebody coming into Pensacola International.
All righty. And, man, you know, getting into sports here, we actually have a pretty heavy headline. I heard about this earlier today and of course, saw the official report. A former LSU football star.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he is said to be turning himself into police on charges of negligent homicide. Kyron Lacy, that name rings a bell. I think I'm familiar with this kid. He's accused of speeding through his hometown of Thibodaux last month, weaving through traffic, and police say a driver swerved to avoid a crash, hit another car, and killed a retired Marine. State troopers say that Lacy sped away. The former wide receiver declared for the NFL draft just 2 days after the incident.
It's not good. I saw that story.
I mean, it seems like he just might be ruining his life.
Okay,
here.
Before we jump headfirst into a lot of sports activity here, I do want to remind you, Ice Flyers on the road trip facing Macon tonight and tomorrow night. Then the good guys return to home ice Sunday for game three of their series against the Mayhem. Puck dropping at 4 o'clock, not 7:05 Sunday. So just remember that one.
Quite a difference.
A big time difference. NFL playoffs are all set to go, and Jared Max has the details for you.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. After 544 regular season games, it's time for the NFL playoffs. The two-time reigning champion Chiefs have the inside track to return to the Super Bowl for a fifth time in 6 years. Kansas City earned a first-round playoff bye and home field advantage through the AFC playoffs. Same story for the Detroit Lions in the NFC. If Minnesota wins its wild card game Monday night versus the Rams, the Vikings would return to Detroit to play the Lions for a second time in 3 weeks. First three this weekend in the AFC, starting with the Texans home against the Chargers Saturday afternoon. Then an AFC North matchup between the Steelers and heavily favored Ravens in Baltimore. Sunday, the Bills a big favorite at home against the Broncos. Then in the NFC, 4:30 Eastern time on Fox TV, the Eagles host the Packers. Sunday night, it'll be the Buccaneers home against the Commanders. Since the NFL added wildcard teams to the playoffs in 1980, seven have won the Super Bowl. Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, Jared, heavily favored Ravens. Let's watch your tone, all right? Let's kind of heavily favored Ravens over my Steelers. Let's kind of watch how you're wording that, all right,
I Chief? I think he was also talking about the Minnesota Rams game. We must, if you have not heard of it, it's been moved.
Yes.
From SoFi to Glendale, Arizona.
Right, and that is something that we knew could happen. There were reports that, hey, we're going to try to keep it in L.A., and that was the report as of last night. But, yes, it has since been moved to Glendale. And, hey, if for nothing else, better to be safe than sorry.
Okay, speaking of last night, college football fans were treated to a real thriller Thursday night. Joe Morgan has the details for you.
Notre Dame will play for a national championship.
Snap and hold are good. The kick is good!
That was courtesy of ESPN as Mitch Jeter nailed a go-ahead 41-yard field goal with 7 seconds remaining in the college football playoff semifinals, and Notre Dame walked out of the Orange Bowl with a 27-24 victory over Penn State. In a fourth quarter that was filled with offensive fireworks, it was Penn State that made the big mistake. Nittany Lions quarterback Drew Aller was intercepted with 33 seconds remaining in Penn State territory, and the Fighting Irish were able to get into field goal range. Notre Dame faces the winner of Friday night's matchup between Texas and Ohio State. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Do you think the Penn State quarterback felt pretty bad?
Oh, I'm sure he did. And, you know, I was telling a buddy of mine about this. You're always, sports fans on social media, they're always quick to turn on a guy. Nobody, from what I saw, was really ragging on Aller all season. And, of course, he has an unfortunate performance in a big game against a big team. And, you know, of course, they're going to drag him over the coals. I do want to give a shout out to that Notre Dame kicker, Mitch Jeter. I don't know how much you know about him, but throughout the regular season, he was not so hot. I think he was like 50% on field goals, and he has just been on fire this postseason.
He delivered when it was needed.
Yes. Yeah. Honestly, he's making the kicks that matter.
Okay. College football is not over with. Heck no. We got a big game for you tonight, and it should be a good one. Here's Joe Morgan.
8th-seeded Ohio State sure has looked like the best team in college football through the first two rounds of the 12-team playoff, but the last SEC team standing will have something to say. 5th-seeded Texas welcomes the Buckeyes to the Lone Star State at the Cotton Bowl Classic in a semifinal matchup with kickoff scheduled for 7:30 Eastern.
It's a great honor, it's humbling, but it's also a great opportunity and one we're looking forward to.
That was courtesy of the Big Ten Network as Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian spoke with the media on Thursday. Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day entered the playoff on the hot seat after losing to Michigan at the end of the regular season, but after ripping through Tennessee and Oregon, Ohio State is the favorite to take home a title for the first time since 2014. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Who's going to win it?
I've got Ohio State. I think the score prediction I gave earlier this week was the Buckeyes 41-30. I think it's going to be an offensive affair. Texas has put up points. They've impressed me offensively, but that's about it. Ohio State has just looked like they are on a completely different level than everyone else. They have looked faster. They have looked smarter with their offensive play calling and execution. That team is just the one to beat.
Okay, ESPN Pensacola, they're starting their coverage at 6 o'clock tonight, aren't they?
I would assume that's what they did yesterday.
Yeah, right, and 6:30 is kickoff for that game. Hey, New Orleans is preparing for the Super Bowl, and safety surrounding it after an attack, of course, a couple of weeks ago. Kevin Uritsky has the details in Securing America.
Securing America.
After the New Year's terrorist attack, which killed 14 people on Bourbon Street, the city of New Orleans is taking steps to try and prevent future incidents at February's Super Bowl, March's Mardi Gras, and in the years to come. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
Doubling down how we can improve, again, to make our city safer.
New Orleans is partnering with former L.A. Police Chief and New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton. His task.
How can we identify problems that need to be addressed?
He says the goal is to learn from what took place on New Year's and
preventing anything like that from happening again.
Bratton also says ISIS taught New Orleans and the entire country a lesson on New Year's.
The secret of terrorism was the ability to use the internet, the ability to inspire. They didn't have to be here.
He wants to establish a security platform for the city that will last for years. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Just don't forget the barriers.
Right, yeah. I mean, and genuinely, yes.
I'm being very serious.
Yeah, yeah. Don't forget him, because that was a big head-turner, of course, following the New Orleans attack. 545 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, still got some pretty heavy issues at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess. It's even more so on Palafox if you're traveling northbound passing Burgess heading towards Olive Road. And we've been keeping you updated on Woodbine Road. We had an accident there as you were passing Ace Hardware coming from Highway 90, but it looks like that congestion has just about completely dissipated. So there's some good news for you. As for the weather, sitting at around 46 degrees, low of 37 tonight. Going to see those rain chances start to drift away. Saturday is going to be dry but cool. Sunday going to be a little bit less cool, but late Sunday night, bleeding into your early Monday morning, we got those rain chances creeping back around.
Yeah, but you're talking about some of those colder temperatures. That's what I want to talk about for a second. Dangers of space heaters surfaced on Sunday night.
Yes.
We've been talking about this for a while. Gene Carroll of Inslee lost his home and two of his three dogs in a fire that was sparked by a space heater. He now needs help funding medical care for his remaining pet that is just badly burned. If you can help Gene out, donations can be made to the Carroll GoFundMe account or directly to Coastal Sunrise Animal Hospital. And don't forget about the four Ps. Tomorrow night, it's going to really start dropping again. So as that cold weather returns, insulate the pipes or faucets, disconnect the drain, outdoor hoses, run a trickle of water from the faucets furthest from the house. This is the important thing. I don't think many people, because I didn't, I learned this, run a trickle of water from the faucet furthest from the water line coming to your house.
Gotcha.
Natalie Bowers over at ECUA reminded me of that. Usually, this is in a room at the back of the house or outside in the yard. And remember the backflow preventer. That's the thing if you got a swimming pool, something. It's always, right. Don't let them freeze up. But yeah, be really, really protective of that. And just watch for that cold weather. Mm-hmm. It's coming.
And also want to remind you, because I gave a reminder about this, but since you're talking about also just staying safe during the cold and watching out for your pets and stuff, I want to mention this again, and it's going to sound like I'm joking. I'm really not.
Are you joking?
Are you serious right now, bro? When it comes to cats, they are pretty oblivious when it comes to heat. They like it. So they huddle up next to heat sources, not knowing that it could set them on fire. Be careful if a cat is near a candle, if a cat is near a heater of any kind. You'll see videos where they'll set their friggin' tail on fire or something. Just be on the lookout for cats. Cats can be stupid.
Or Christmas Vacation movies.
Yes, that is a very good rule of thumb. look for that one as a case in point. 5:48 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, I like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing sharply lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 696 points to 41,938. S&P 500 fell 91 points to 58,27. And the NASDAQ dropped 317 points to 19,161.
Well, let me tell you, I like going to car shows, especially the older car shows, but the futuristic car shows will just absolutely take you to a different level. And the granddaddy of all is coming up. The Detroit Auto Show is returning to Motor City in January, opening the doors to the public, by the way, tomorrow. Jeff Manasco has the information for us.
Exotics to supercars, brand new trucks, SUVs, and electrics on display at the 2025 Detroit Auto Show that tomorrow officially comes back to January after attempts at summer events.
You'll see the newest models, the 2025s, the 2026s, but then it's very experiential. We have four different ride and drive tracks, more than 40 different vehicles that people can actually get in and ride. They can see the technology on the dashboard.
Detroit Auto Show's Sam Clement, the show's also revving up the event in an interactive partnership with Grand Prix Racing. Event organizers are also focused on safety and security following the New Year's Day attack in New Orleans. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's kind of like if you're in Chicago, it's snowing like crazy. Where do you go warm up? You go to Navy Pier. Mm-hmm. Why? There's a botanical garden at the end of the pier in Chicago out on the lake.
Yeah.
That's warm, let me tell you. So probably Detroit, the reason why they moved it from the summer to the winter, probably the convention center there is pretty warm.
Yeah, nobody's going to be taking no one's going to be taking your Bud Light walk-in freezer advice. Not this time of year. 5:50, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got an update on overdose deaths in the U.S., and it's not a good one. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen. Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Dan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, that's pretty well pronounced, I gotta tell you that. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, and who in the heck is that?
The Weeknd.
All right.
Appropriately named. The Weeknd. Yeah.
We're here. I guess we're here. One thing I do want to remind you of, and if you caught my little push about 2 hours ago on your app, the weather. You're probably wondering, when is it? Joanne even called me. You know, last hour.
Right.
I thought you said the rain was already going to be out of here by now. No. No. We check with our weather partner, Alan Strum, over at 3. And about 9 o'clock tonight, between 9 and 10 o'clock, it's going to be moving out of here. The front's already moved to Mobile, so it's moving eastward. It's going to be out of here. Cold weather comes in at that point, and just be extra careful. I know I kind of teased you with the 4 P's, pets, people, pipes, and plants.
Right.
Just make sure you take care of business at the house.
Yes, and, you know, I warned people about how cats can be kind of they can lack self-awareness. Well, we had a texter letting us know, hey, the plus side of having cats is that they're great at keeping you warm when they cuddle up to you when it's cold. So, yes, they do that. Please try to keep them in your lap instead of pressed up against something that could cause them to burst into flames.
We talked about this around the New Year's time about New Year's resolutions. Do you keep them? And I was pretty transparent. Heck no.
Me neither.
And that's why I don't even do it. Well, if you are still sticking with your New Year's resolution and your answer is no, you're not alone.
If you made a New Year's resolution you're just not quite feeling anymore, today is just for you. It's Quitter's Day, the second Friday in January, when about 80% of us who made resolutions have tapped out. That number comes from sports social media app Strava and focuses on resolutions involving exercise, eating habits, and weight loss. The app started looking at their data in 2019, focusing on the 800 million user-logged activities that year and noticing a decline after the second week of January. For those not taking part in Quitter's Day, an upside. The gym may soon be less crowded. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
5:55.
Do you work out?
No.
Do you go to the gym?
No.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I just thought I'd ask.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Don't let my physique fool you. 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Not too much going on from what I can see. It's typically around this time every afternoon, of course. We see a lot of our congestion die down. Still have some backups on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road, but outside of that, there's not much going on. As for the weather, 46 degrees, low of 37 tonight. Still got those chances of rainfall. While they're decreasing, they are lingering throughout this evening. Saturday should be dry, high of 46, low of 34. Sunday sees a bit of an uptick in the official temperatures, high of 56, low of 40. But late Sunday night, we got those rain chances coming back.
Yeah, add that in there because now they're saying like 90% chance of rain late Sunday evening into Monday. And then the percentage of rain goes back to zero for the rest of the week.
Can't make heads or tails.
Where does that come from?
Yeah, we're all out of whack.
Okay, California firefighters continue to battle deadly wildfires burning throughout Los Angeles County. As of this morning, more than 10,000 homes, businesses, and other structures have been destroyed. Yeah, they're really just wrecking havoc out there, forcing 100,000 people to evacuate since this whole debacle started back on Tuesday. Some residents received incorrect alerts today to evacuate to make matters worse.
Yeah.
This, you really have to say, can I trust LA County anymore about, you know, distributing correct information? They got a problem in Los Angeles.
When the county wants to evacuate, you get a loud alert on your phone and a text. It says, get out, the fire is coming. One this morning at 4 a.m., thousands of residents get an alert. Only later, a county supervisor tweeted, well, that was a mistake. And then 30 minutes after that, the county sent out a correction saying, go to a website, Alert LA, for more information. But 200,000 people don't have power or internet.
Yeah, it is. As you said, Chris, it's bad enough with the crisis that they're in. And you would expect, as you said, the county, any technology, you would expect it to kind of be on your side, and it can't even get the story right. And that just makes matters worse.
Okay, the worst fires, I've got them broken down here for you. If you are kind of following this, Palisades Fire is 19,978 acres, 31 square miles. The Eaton Fire, 13,690 acres, 21 square miles. The Kenneth Fire, 960 acres, 1.5 square miles. The Hearst Fire, 771 acres. I believe the Hearst Fire is about 60% contained now. That's 1.2 square miles. And the Lydia Fire, 394 acres, is 0.6 square miles. And I just saw the Granada Hills Fire has just erupted this afternoon. So there's another one. I don't have the numbers on that one yet.
All righty. And I mentioned this before the break, speaking of unfortunate numbers. Overdose deaths in the United States are rapidly outpacing other countries. A new report from the Commonwealth Fund discovered the U.S. has the highest rate of overdoses out of 30 other developed countries, such as Canada, Scotland, Iceland, Sweden, Japan, and more. The U.S. has 324 overdose deaths per 1 million people.
Okay, maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a home.
Maybe I was. What's it to you?
One thing I would like to add before I get further into this, getting a great realtor is the way you need to go with these things.
Yes.
Especially in today's economy.
Important clarification.
Get a good real estate agent. Mortgage Daily News has that average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.15%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage climbing to 6.51%.
Really?
So it's going up.
Yeah.
The numbers are totally going up since we been following these for you quite a while now. I noticed the trend starting to head on up there. Hey, next hour, we're going to get into some sports. We're going to talk about the NFL expanding to Europe.
Even more
and,
than
and
usual.
And how that's going to play out.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.